There you go, that's Delamitri kicking off the programme and the last snow. And in studio now I have Michael and Aditha, and they're from the Northside Partnership. It's a Stop Smoking initiative that they have, especially for women. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll ask both of you, first you, Michael, what you do in the Northside Partnership and how you came to be involved in this.
What I do in Noel is, in Northside Partnership, is my job title is Lay Health Advocate with the Stop Smoking Sensation programme over in Darndale, which we work for Northside Partnership itself, so it's kind of open to the catchment area within Northside Partnership, which is for people who want to quit smoking, like male and females, if you know what I mean, between people over the ages of 16, which this programme came on board from the Cancer Society, the Women's National Women's Council, the HSC. Well, that's who the Northside Partnership and I'm funded from. So this programme is just aimed at women because the high rates of women in the homes that are smoking, because I know it's about like women getting away from the stereotype of women stay at home, but because of a lot of people say it's down to boredom, or because like the high rates of women that do stay at home are smoking. So the Cancer Society are trying to target women now in the community who are smoking and wish to kind of quit. But that's my job, is just to kind of support this new initiative with my colleague Bernie McDermott, who is running the programme. So it's kind of a programme for women, by women, if you know what I mean. So the trainers on the programme are women that are delivering it, if you know what I mean.
Okay. But, and you, Aditha, what do you...
Well, myself in the Northside Partnership, I am a TUS team leader, but I see that ladies need to be empowered, and when the programme was offered to me, I took on board, and basically I think I have the capability of delivering and giving the support that needs for the ladies trying to quit. So that's me, really.
Okay, well, we'll give us an outline then, and ask you again at the end when we're having our chat. It starts on the 24th of March. You've 15 places available in each group. So many groups are there going to be, for instance?
Well, at the moment, we are looking at two groups, because it's like a pilot study at the moment. We're trying to get as much... Irish Cancer Society is trying to get as much information as they can, and from then we're going to see what's the success rate, and we're going to take it further.
Okay, and as I say, this is purely for women, so if anyone listening to us now interested in wanting to give them up, what should they do? Contact?
Well, basically what they need to do is they can contact Bernie on 01-877-1507 and ask to fill in one of the forms that we got in the offices, or if they just want to drop in to any of the offices in the Northside Partnership as well. We have all the leaflets that need it. We'll take them from there.
Okay. Now, I have a strange sort of relationship with campaigns, to the extent, especially smoking or obesity, for instance. They seem to be hand in hand, and no matter how much information you seem to give to people, they seem to ignore it. I don't know what it is. I don't know whether they ignore it or it just goes over their head. But people never knew as much as they do about smoking and how dangerous it is.
Of course.
And the same thing to do with obesity and all that sort of carry on. Now, a lot of the times with obesity, it's not so much about health, it's about the way people just want to look, which is the wrong attitude to have. Why do you think these things, or have you any idea? I mean, I know it may be an impossible question to answer, but any idea, have you talked to anyone, and even though they know how bad it is, have you gotten any reaction? And
well,
are they blasé about it, or what?
Well, it is a habit that we all have, like particular habits, and it is very difficult to stop doing what we're so used to in doing it. And obesity and smoking, I suppose, again, is down to psychological things. You know, it's the ritual, like you're waking up and you have a cigarette, like, and you're just developing that from either peer pressure or the boardroom, like Michael said, ladies that looking after the kids, or it's just a coping mechanism, could be as well, like with the stress levels, especially in today's society. It is very difficult for women, so it is difficult to answer why as such, but we're going to try and help them support in any kind of way we can, just do throughout the process of those 12 weeks of program and afterwards as much as we can.
Okay. Now, I was talking to you just before he came in, Michael, and I just said, actually, and Aditha just used the word habit, but I think people are sort of scared to use the word addiction, which it really is. I mean, whether it's alcohol, no matter what it is.
Yeah. See, you can kind of, addiction, the word addiction itself, people are scared of, because they kind of tie it in with, say, drugs and that kind of element of, like, alcohol, and kind of ties in with that. But, like, you could be addicted to, like, your coffee in the morning, or you could be addicted to doing something every day. Like, you could be addicted to the gym and it's healthy for you. Because I think people just have to kind of get away from the idea of addiction being, I know it's a bad word, but like, you can be addicted to anything, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
You can be addicted just to get up and have to be in a routine. As Aditha says, it's the word of a routine, of that you're just so used to it, and that it's your day-to-day, and some people can't control the day-to-day without it. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of, I know it's changing back to the why people like are afraid of the idea of like obesity and them kind of words on smoking. Seeing a lot of people realise that, like young people go, I'll give them up when I'm later, or I'm 30 and 40. I think that's why a lot of people are afraid. Like, do you know what I mean? They're in the mindset of, I can give them up when I'm older, do you know what I mean? It'll affect me when I'm older. But the new ads and the new information that is going around now from the HSE, it seems to be pushed, and with the Cancer Society, it seems a lot of push now. Well, I think it's just about changing the word addiction to be not as a negative, but they think as, like, you can be addicted to that.
Okay. And Aditha, do you think that, or is it the reason why this is particularly aimed at women, is because the statistics are showing that more women are smoking now than ever before, more even taking it up more than men?
It is actually, it is based on statistic figures, and as I said earlier, women nowadays seem, especially in the Kilmore, Bunratty and Dairdale areas, they look after their kids after kids are dropped back to school. Like, I mean, they have a lot of free time, so it's down to social kind of gatherings, and it's just peer pressure as well, and the boredom, going back to that as well, just coping with the stress that they have in their homes, and the backgrounds they're coming from as well. They're very difficult lives.
I also have a strange approach to the advertising and all the things, the initiatives that they have. It's great, this type of thing is absolutely fabulous, but I often wonder about the advertising, if they go too far overboard, like the latest thing about the packaging, and about some of the campaigns, that sometimes when you go too far with something, people will resist even more, whereas they leave it just as a benign thing, you know, but tell you how unhealthy it is, but leave it a bit benign, don't go too mad about it. It can have an adverse effect on their campaigns. Have you any ideas on that?
The kind of, in the last year, there's been a fair big push with this new plain packaging, and I think it's about just making, I know the images on, well, the idea of the images on it, and it seemed to work in Australia, that's where it was kind of piloted first. But I think it's about, as you kind of said, if sometimes when you push people too much, there can be a negative effect on it. But with the new, I know it's getting off the topic as well, the e-cigarette seems to be like more, like, that's even being advertised because of the,
as being cool, perceived, the perception of the product is the psychological pressure that the customers receive from the smoking.
It's one substitute.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But hopefully, I see, it's one of those things, unless you try something, and I think you just have to realise not to push it too much. But I don't know if it would stop a heavy smoker that's smoking 40 or 50. But even if it kind of stops a young person, or even if it puts the image of in someone's head of going, well, this is the effects it's happening to me is, but as I said earlier on, a lot of people think, or I'll solve the problem when I'm down the line, when I kind of have to go to the doctor or the hospital with a lung or emphysema or whatever else. A lot of people think, I'll solve the problem when it happens, and actually self-solving the problem when it starts. So this programme for women is kind of about trying to stop it, like, because it's targeted at anyone over the 18. So it's kind of about putting an awareness in people's head on a practical and hands-on basis, instead of just preaching to someone. This programme is kind of aimed at showing the individuals of the effects.
Okay, and do in the course of the programme, did you ever get any, like they would have with addicts in other areas, get ex-smokers in to say, look, this is what happened to me? I mean, the biggest impact was the latest one with that chap that died recently.
Jerry,
the smoker, That to me now, that's very effective. So do you get some, I don't mean you get someone in that bad, but do you get someone that's been suffering that bad with cancer, but do you get someone in that said, well, look, I gave them up and I'm able to run, walk, taste the food? Do you get someone into the programme like that at all?
Well, I suppose we're going to try to get good examples in, but the programme is, it's for the ladies working within the group and helping each other to support throughout the process of quitting. One of our facilitators as well is a quit smoker, so she will be able to share her experiences and how health improved, how skin and hair got better. I mean, like, there are health benefits that we're trying to promote. So we just want ladies to come to us, and we just want to help them if they are willing.
Well, I was going past a big function the other night, and it was, I think, obviously for ladies, unless a lot of men have given up, but obviously they'd had a break, and there was, must have been about 50 women outside smoking, you know what I mean? This is the break. So in the course of when you're doing your thing, will you have a smoke break?
Well,
I'm being facetious now.
Well, we have a policy, if the group is trying to smoke, we don't want anyone to kind of, it's kind of like a sheep ethic. Like, if one smokes, then the rest of it will end up smoking. So we have a policy of,
okay,
you know, if you're within the group, try to support one another.
Okay. And you've been involved in these before, Michael, have you?
Yeah, well, my job itself, if you know what I mean, would be a lay health advocate with the Northside Partnership. So it's working on the Stop Smoking, like, support service. So my day-to-day job would be going out and getting and promoting, like, Stop Smoking itself, if you know what I mean, for men and women, if you know what I mean. It just happens to be this programme has come around. But I've been involved in a few programmes that have happened. Like, we would run groups, like, twice a month for people that would want to quit themselves, if you know what I mean. From, like, people over the ages of 18. We've gone into local schools trying to target young people at a lot, like, younger age, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've gone into youth reaches. So we've done a lot of promoting and training, and we've been in local chemists and that. So we've done a lot of, like, promotions and groups.
Yeah, I think that's the key, though. I was going to ask you about that earlier on. I think the key is to catch children very, very young and to go into schools and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And do the education in there.
Yeah, we've done education in there, and we've seemed to get a good response now from it, because we've done it in this way of answers and questions. Like, the ideas of myths that some people have in their head of, like, to go back to the idea of women, that sometimes women think, or people think, say, for instance, if they quit smoking, they'll get fat, like, fatter, you know what I mean? But the idea of, because they're substituting one craving for another. So, say, for instance, you're giving up cigarettes, your cravings would want, say, chocolate or something else. So it's about quitting smoking, but thinking on the positive side of, instead of substituting it for chocolate, go out for a walk. So you're kind of balancing the craving of going out and be active. And it's about breaking them ideas and myths that people have around smoking. And the ideas are people that think, because they don't smoke cigarettes, to go on rollies, say, for instance. Like, rollies are the same as cigarettes. You're just taking away the companies, the factories making the cigarette, you're making the cigarette yourself. It's the same chemicals in it that people don't actually realise what chemicals are in cigarettes, you know what I mean? We'll be shocked.
Obviously, yeah, because you buy the filters with them as well.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Well, anything else, Adetti, that you want to get in about this campaign?
The programme is rolling out on the 24th of March.
But how long does each session last, by the way?
Each session would be once a week for a couple of hours. We're going to try to adjust the time according to the the ladies' needs and when they can do. And then we're going to talk this, and it's going to last for 12 weeks after the first start. And if they need any further support throughout the week, they can always contact us, and we're just really at the end of the line.
Okay, and this little thing I have here, the little leaflet, you can get that up in Darndale.
Yeah, you can get that at the Northside Partnership reception. You can get it in Doris Way, which is beside the Civic Centre here, or in the Darndale Belcamp Village Centre. Or if they ring one of the numbers, we can send them out, or you can just drop in, or you can get it off the Cancer Society's website as well, and just fill it out.
Okay. Well, it's a lovely little coloured booklet, and it gives all the details, all the contact details as well. So I'll be giving that out in the course of the 2 hours over the programme. But and how long did you say? A 12-week programme.
It's a 12-week programme, yes. 12,
and it's one day a week.
Yeah.
Okay, and what times is it going to be during the day again?
We have, well, as we said, we're just looking to get the number. And once we have, we're going to try to arrange to facilitate the ladies with their time. So we're going to make it available to them whenever it's needed.
Okay, well, thank you very much both for coming in.
And, no problem.
Good luck with the campaign, and we need more of these campaigns going on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.